FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Premier Tommy Ntuli has raised concerns over what he's described as a resurgence of a culture of mob justice. He's warned of a spike in lawlessness if steps aren't taken to address the problem. During a meeting with community safety groups in Phoenix and Umlazi yesterday, Ntuli called for more partnerships among state stakeholders to fight crime. 12 suspects were arrested last month for killing 5 people believed to be criminals in Inanda. The Phoenix Policing Forum is pushing for greater recognition of community policing forums by the SAPS and Metro Police. Here's the group's SA Gondon.
One of the challenges we have is that SAPS or Metro don't recognize CPF on the street. Some of them are supporting us, some of them don't. So one of the challenges is that we need their support. We need that partnership. You know, we want to work together to better the community, to better the structures and ideas of training, you know, workshop and engaging with them. So whatever they're learning, they need to pass on to us.
Several families in Umsinga have been left homeless after a powerful storm lashed the area. Officials say heavy rains battered the Midlands community on Friday night, destroying a number of classrooms at a local school and hitting multiple wards. KZN Disaster Management says its teams are busy assessing the extent of the damage. And U.S. officials say warnings were sent to a military helicopter and passenger jet in the seconds before they collided over Washington, D.C. Both aircraft fell into the Potomac River on Wednesday night, killing 67 people. The U.S. Army says 3 soldiers were on board the Black Hawk helicopter, which was on a training mission. The bodies of 42 people have been recovered from the river so far. Investigators hope to have an initial report on the mid-air collision within 30 days. Lead investigator Bryce Banning says both planes heard warnings from air traffic controllers and describes how the passenger's jet reacted.
The crew had a verbal reaction, and FDR data showed the airplane beginning to increase its pitch. Sounds of impact were audible about 1 second later.
Meanwhile, investigators say they're treating a small plane crash in Philadelphia on Friday night as an accident. All 6 people on board the medical aircraft, including a mother and daughter, were killed, as well as 1 person in a car on the ground. The cockpit voice recorder is yet to be recovered, and it's feared could be in multiple pieces. A recap of our lead story. Premier Tommy Ntuli has raised concerns over what he's described as a resurgence of mob justice. That's it from the East Coast Radio Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.